The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I came in such a good mood, and then Anthony A. told me he had a bad day.
Oh,
I feel so bad. Well, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., and I would say I had one of my most shameful encounters that I've ever had in my life.
Shameful?
And it's something that's happened to me a lot, but for this past time it happened to me, it really just hit my core of my heart. I was picking up some fast food on my way home, and, you know, the cheeseburgers are now buy one, get one for a dollar. I pull
good
into
deal.
This
right there, yeah.
So I pull in and I'm like, you know what? I gotta get me four of those.
Get
what?
In
okay.
I order four. Okay, first of all, I don't need your judgment right now either. All right, so I get in there, I get four cheeseburgers, I get two chicken sandwiches, and a large fry.
Who's with you?
First of all, myself and my person. Look, dude, it was a long night, a long day. It was an emotional support cheeseburger bag.
Okay.
And I pulled forward, right? And I'm already feeling guilty because I know this is a lot of food.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, when I pull forward, I see the young homie pop out looking exasperated out of the drive-thru window. And he just goes, oh, excuse me, sir. Can you please pull forward?
That made them have to cook extra. They're like, we did not expect this one man.
But he told me to pull forward.
I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. When he told me to pull forward, I didn't just feel judged. I felt seen. I felt like... And then he was like, yeah, can you go park over there in that corner parking lot of shame while we put your food together?
Parking lot of shame.
You know that little corner I'm talking about?
Yeah. When they don't have enough food and they have to make more of it?
I've been guilty of having to pull up to the corner of shame.
So I'm sitting there in the corner of shame while everyone's judging me because I'm causing a backup in the line. And I'm like, all right, this can't get any worse. And sure enough, he brings out my items in not just a regular paper bag, but like an industrial-sized trash bag worth the food, and
because
I'm just
you
that's
ordered
what
it.
You ordered, Anthony.
Hey guys, this is the last time I shared journal thoughts with y'all.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you right now, you're eating your feelings, homie. You are relating your emotions to your food.
And how did you feel after you ate all that food?
Worse than I did when I was in line.
Gosh.
I'm on the opposite side of you right now. I've been eating clean now for, 5 days, 6 days?
Oh, great.
Yeah, 6 days.
That's 6 days. Well, I feel better. So last week I got sick with norovirus, so I had to cleanse my body. I didn't eat for 2 days, not because I didn't want to, because I forgot to. I felt really bad. And now I've been eating nothing but clean food from the earth, nothing processed. Anthony, I'm like a new person. You should try it.
I am. You know what? Today is a turning point in my life. And I am going to start trying that new way of living, Dana Cortez.
It should have been the night you pulled up. That should have been your key, your clue.
Any day is a good day to start a good thing, okay?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Automatic. I hear a lot of judgment coming from your side.
Oh, I'm judging, dude. I'm sorry.
Otto, you shoveled 7 tacos into your mouth last night in 15 minutes.
Oh! That's the only thing I ate literally all day. I didn't eat anything till 3:30. I ate those 7 tacos.
That does not matter.
And then I didn't eat anything after.
That has nothing to do with it. And then he's like blaming beef this morning. It's not beef's fault.
Yeah, dude.
That you ate 7 tacos.
You can't.
We're not the fittest show around here, okay?
Hey, we're fit for radio.
Oh, we are fit for radio.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Is there something you've always wanted to do and you feel like, I'm never going to get that done? It's too late. What's the dream that you still think about? 877-730-DCS1. It is never too late. Automatic and I have been traveling a lot. He's been DJing all over the country, and I've just been going along for the ride. We were all inside an airplane when the flight attendant gets on the loudspeaker inside the plane. Picture like you're in school and you just hear, you know, someone come on the intercom and she says, everybody, we want to celebrate blank blank's birthday today. He's never flown. This is his first flight. And everybody's like, wow. And he's 99 years old.
Oh.
And I mean, the plane erupted with joyous applause. I'm getting chills right now. And the gentleman stood up. I couldn't believe he was 99.
He was moving really well.
There was no wheelchair involved in this when he got up, when he, you know, deplaned. It was absolutely amazing, though. And there's some things that I've always wanted to do that I just kind of was like, it's never going to happen because I'm so busy. Otto and I work so much. I always want to go to Vatican City, and I've always wanted to go to Mexico City because I feel like those are like both of my cultures, like kind of in a way. And I just lately been feeling kind of down about it. Well, when that happened, I said, you know what? I have a lot of time to do the things that I want to do.
It's never too late. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And the other thing is dream big. Though I've always I've never doubted myself, and I think that's part of the reason why I've ended up where I am today is because if you don't dream big, then if you don't believe it, it can't happen. And I think that's part of the reason why I'm from a small town. I'm from Santa Fe, New Mexico. It's, 100,000 people, and I've literally DJed all over the world. I've never had, any big connections or done anything. I just believe that it could happen, and it happened.
You think that mindset automatic, and I practice a lot, yeah. Do you think that mindset, you've somewhat, because of your lack of fear, you manifest the things you want because you're not afraid?
Yeah, if you don't believe, I truly believe, if you don't believe it can happen, it will never happen.
Well, we've talked about this. Otto, when he and I were just good friends and then it grew into love, one of my birthdays, he showed up to my apartment and he had a bottle of wine and a globe. And he said to me, I'm going to show you the world. Because he knew I was a young mother. Obviously, I had two children. And at 15, when I had Kirsten, my oldest, I couldn't go anywhere or do anything.
I hadn't even been anywhere at that point.
I didn't even have... Well, you had. You had a passport that was pretty stamped. And I had no passport. And that moment for me, I will never forget getting my passport. It was such a big experience. The first time I traveled, I was like, what are they doing? And they stamp it, and you get, different countries. I'd never left the... I'd been to, Juarez and Ojinaga, and that's not...
Tijuana?
No, I'd never been to Tijuana either.
Oh.
Ojinaga and Juarez.
It's
so
beautiful.
I'd never been to a beach.
I think it's beautiful that you guys were able to do that for each other, too. I also feel like on one perspective of it is people wait so long waiting for other people. Just go take the trip by yourself.
Dude.
Oh, my gosh.
Waiting on other people, you're just going to continue to wait. I'm sorry.
Or being afraid to travel alone. That's something else I really admire about Otto. And Anthony, you too. You guys jump on a plane and go wherever, and I see posts of you checking out new food, visiting museums, checking out new parks. I'm not afraid, but I feel weird, going places by myself. You know what I mean? But you can't.
I think you get used to it after a while, though. I think because I know with you, Ant, you aren't not afraid to go to the movies by yourself or go eat somewhere by yourself, right?
Yeah, no, not at all. Because I actually want to enjoy myself.
That is so wrong.
I mean, hey, there's going on a road trip solo and there's going on a road trip with your new girlfriend.
That is true. That is true. Tiffany just shot us a text and she said, I've never even left the state. Get on a plane.
There's no reason not to try.
There's not. Their flights are on sale right now. Hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'll send you a link.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The TV show Euphoria, starring Zendaya, Sydney Sweeney's in it, produced by Drake, has officially come to an end. But there's something about how Drake got involved that nobody knows about. I'll reveal it after famous people's birthdays. Anthony A.
Comedian and friend of the show TJ Miller celebrating his birthday. Angelina Jolie and Central C also celebrating a birthday.
TJ Miller, hilarious. We had him on one of our podcasts. Just search Dana Cortez Show and look for that TJ Miller audio. Oh my gosh, so good. So
I think it's
good
on YouTube too.
Yeah, it is. We did. We put it up on YouTube as well. Euphoria is probably one of the most intense shows I've ever watched. It has come to an end, season 3. And spoiler right now, I'm telling you, spoiler, Rue doesn't make it. Rue is Zendaya. And throughout the entire series, you watch her struggle with drug addiction. You watch her, have these issues with her family. Our daughter, Ava Maddox, Otto, she loves Euphoria, but I'm going to be just transparent. When she started watching it, and I caught a couple of clips, I said, we're going to have to watch this together. I said, at least the first three or four episodes, because we're going to have to talk about this. It's heavy. It's deep. It's raw. Zendaya's acting was incredible. It just showed me that, because I just seen her on Disney.
I think the first and only time I watched it, I didn't like Zendaya's character because I didn't never pictured her like that. And so I was like, yeah, this isn't for me.
Yeah, well, our daughter is sad. Her and her friends are having an emotional, I can't even explain it, this feeling of sadness, because she said to me, well, I don't understand why she didn't live. And I said, Mija, that's why I had to watch this with you. Because when you do these things, and that's what the creator, Sam Levinson, said, most times people don't make it.
Yeah, I've never seen anybody win that one in real life.
So, you know,
you're saying you had to watch these with your daughter in order to explain the hardcore scenes that were involved in Euphoria.
And it's from jump, Anthony. When you watch Euphoria, it's out the gate. They're at these parties. There's drugs everywhere. Let's be real. If you went to school, you hung out at certain parties and stuff, especially all these rich little kid parties. And I'm just being transparent again. No, there's some parties that you go to. There's certain crews that have lots of money that have access to everything you could ever desire. You know,
but you're generalizing.
Oh, yeah.
It's not
I don't want to say that.
People.
Yeah, I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that. Yeah. But she and her girlfriends are having a hard time because Rue didn't make it. And I said, I told you when we first started watching this that this is the way life really plays out. Now, Sam Levinson, the creator, also revealed that if it hadn't been for Drake, Euphoria would have never happened. He was shopping the script around, and Drake's production team, which at the time nobody really knew Drake was ahead of it. What is it called?
Dream Crew. Yeah.
Okay, Dream Crew. They got a hold of the script, and Drake called him and said, "I want this." And the guy was like, "Man, we're having trouble finding anybody to pick it up." And Drake said, "Nah, we're not going to have any trouble." And so he picked up the phone, and HBO said, "Wait, Drake?" Had the meeting, and it was a done deal. So this
did they already have Zendaya on board before that or after?
I don't even know. He said they didn't have anything on board. Nobody wanted it.
So Drake's the one who brought it all together.
Well, once Drake signed on, HBO said yes, and then everything else fell into place. So, you know, but the thing is, Drake really didn't want his name out there. Think about it. He's very quiet about this.
Because he didn't want to be associated with like the drugs and stuff like that?
No, I think he didn't want people to know he was kind of dabbling in this. Because remember, he was Jimmy in Degrassi when he first started. This is Zendaya at the rap party saying goodbye to the cast and crew.
I just want to say thank you. I'm incredibly grateful for every single one of you. Many of you have been here from the beginning and watched me grow up. It's been such a pleasure and an honor. Thank you so much.
Oh, she's crying because she started out as a teenager there. Now she's a woman who's engaged to be married. Man, what a long way from Disney Shake It Up to Euphoria. Talk about a 180 right there. Jeez.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There are some snacks during the summertime that you're not supposed to give your kids, according to pediatricians. And they are as follows. Grapes. You must cut them up into tiny pieces. Hot dogs must be cut into tiny pieces. Sausage must be cut into tiny pieces. And popcorn as well, which means you should probably stay away from popcorn. They are severe choking hazards.
Popcorn?
I grew up my entire life, I will tell you now, eating all of the above, and never one time did I know that they're so dangerous.
I knew hot dogs were.
I know you did. Kinsey Gray, unfortunately, she lost her son, Nicholas, who was 8, at school. They did everything right. And unfortunately, they were unable to save him.
I don't want anyone to feel pity for me. What I do want is for people to know and understand who Nicholas is.
And she is speaking very openly to warn other parents. They did everything. They had the choking machine at the school. It would not work. He'd eaten a grape. They had the Heimlich. There's some type of machine that is supposed to pull, you know, foods that are lodged inside of the esophagus. They did the Heimlich. Everything was done. And that's what I mean. These types of foods are just really difficult to get out of a child's windpipe. So that's why she's speaking openly about it. I ate these my whole life when I was growing up. Nobody ever cut them up for me.
So one time we were having a birthday party for either Matt or Sarah. And
who are Matt and Sarah?
My brother and sister.
Yeah, Otto's like, everybody knows.
Everybody knows Matt and Sarah. And my little brother T was obviously at the party, and there was probably about 4 or 5 other people there, other kids from the neighborhood. And we were eating hot dogs, and T, who at the time was probably 4, he had got a hot dog lodged in his throat. And
oh my gosh.
My mom had to do the Heimlich in front of everybody. And of course, it was pretty traumatic, but he did finally spit it out onto the table.
So he blew it out?
Yeah. And it was, everybody thought it was funny at the time. But
but it's not funny.
And it wasn't funny, no.
Oh my, imagine picking that up and just having like.
Oh, the dog ate it.
Oh.
That's funny. You can't deny that. That's funny.
That was funny. I mean, it was funny at the time.
Yeah, you can't.
It was scary also.
Oh my gosh, of course.
What's the dog's name?
The dog's name was Buck. We named him after the dog from Married with Children.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A could not believe this story. Turn the radio up. This man in Atlanta has a stroke. He goes to the hospital because his brain is bleeding. They remove part of his skull. And when he's scheduled to have the skull put back on his head, hospital says, we lost it.
What?
Oh,
heads went rolling.
Yeah, partial heads went rolling, Anthony A. Yeah, so his name is Fernando, and his family could not believe what doctors and nurses told them. But it's true. They just can't find the man's bones. So they rescheduled, said, we're going to put a plastic bone in there. Here's the kicker. They charged him $250,000.
After they lost his face?
I would say they're outside their mind, but he's the only one outside of his mind.
Damn.
He has a lawyer. He has there a lawyer. I'm sure he'll be getting millions and his skull back.
Imagine losing somebody's skull like you lost your keys. Oh, my God. I can't find it. Where's it at?
And it's going to be $250,000 for us to fix it.
My thoughts are with you, brother.
Oh, your thoughts need to be with these victims over here. This woman, she had a porch pirate that was just taking her packages daily. So she mailed herself an Apple AirTag, hoping that these jerks would show up and swipe that package. And guess what? They did. They took it home. She saw where they live. She called the cops. Cops went over there, and they found her stuff and a dozen other people's stuff.
Oh, my gosh. So hopefully this guy got charged.
He did. He's going to jail.
All I thought is, if only the doctors had put an Apple AirTag on that man's skull.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I've been traveling alongside my husband, DJ Automatic. I said DJ Automatic on purpose because he is a DJ, and he performs all over the country. And we were inside of a plane heading to Chicago, I think, when the flight attendant came on the speaker, and she says, we need to wish a very happy birthday to a gentleman in row whatever. He always dreamed of flying, and this is his first flight, and he's 99 years old. My gosh.
And it was his birthday.
The amount of joy.
It was an inspirational moment.
Oh, I got chills with it. You know, never give up on your dreams. And I'll be honest with you, lately I've been like, I'm never going to go to Vatican City. It's never going to happen. I'm never going to go to Mexico City. When that man stood up at 99, I said, oh, I've got lots of time to live out my dreams.
He got through TSA at 99?
No wheelchair, nothing.
Ramon, he really didn't have a wheelchair.
Yeah, I know. It was crazy. Ramon, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Tell us about your dream that you made come true.
Last year, I've been 49 years old, going to be 50 in June, so I'm about to be 50. Born and raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, always wanted a Harley. Last year in May, my wife, we were at her cousin's anniversary wedding, and I said, hey, there's a bike shop across the street. Can I just go look? She goes, sure, go ahead. Walk across the street, saw this bike. She came over, looked at it, and she looked at me. She goes, I'm going to get you that bike.
Oh, my gosh. I have chills. Something you've always wanted. And a Harley is spendy.
Oh, yeah. And the best thing is that now our biggest dream is we want to ride it all the way back home to Milwaukee, 18-hour ride together on it.
Oh, my gosh. Man. Yeah, get ready for a lot of stops because those bikes are heavy.
Oh, yeah.
Dana's mom and her stepdad used to do that.
Yeah, my mom and dad used to ride Harleys across the country. They'd go to Tlingua, all over.
When you started telling the story, I thought you were going to say your wife didn't want you to get it, but God bless her. That is the best story I've heard in a long time.
The only one. My ex always told me, you'll never get a bike. You'll never get a bike. And our kids were like, Dad, you're never going to get a bike. And my wife's like, are you crazy? This is the funniest thing ever. We go out every weekend.
Yeah, you had to get a new wife to get your new bike. Sorry about that. But manifesting your dreams is very important. And also having someone beside you that supports those dreams. Hello.
Big. That is huge. I mean, there's a lot of things I still want to do. I definitely want to learn how to play the piano. Another thing I would love to do. And I know this is a lofty, aspirational dream. I want to own a skyscraper because when I met Eddie Gilbert, who was a mentor and a business partner of mine, he owned zero skyscrapers and had very little influence in the real estate world. When he passed, he owned 32 skyscrapers and a huge real estate portfolio that he did not start until he was 60 years old. And so
it's
I take that as aspiration.
Late.
Inspired me to try to do some other things.
Jeez, I'm just trying to hop a flight to Mexico City.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.